Time now for the news brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast calling for mostly sunny skies. We should reach a high of around 43 degrees today. Increasing clouds this evening will drop down to a below the freezing mark low of 30. Mostly cloudy for your Friday. Much nicer, a high around 55. It will be breezy, though, especially in the afternoon, with wind gusts upwards of 35 miles per hour. A 30% chance of precipitation creeps into the forecast Friday night into Saturday. Mostly cloudy otherwise, will drop down to a low around 34. Winds will continue. Saturday looks good. Sunny skies, a high of around 41. Winds will continue. And now news. Reinhard resident Cody R. McKinney pled guilty in Wayne County Court earlier this week. McKinney pled out to a charge of possession of less than 5 grams of meth. Charges of driving on a suspended license and operating an uninsured motor vehicle were dismissed as per the plea deal. He was given a year of probation and sentenced to 58 days behind bars, which he'll be serving concurrently with a sentence handed down out of Clay County. Additionally, McKinney will be expected to pay $2,365 in fines and court costs. The original arrest in Wayne County happened back in February. McKinney is expected to report to jail on January 16th. Wayne County Sheriff's deputies responded to a deer collision early Tuesday morning near County Road 1549 North. They say the 2015 Chevy Silverado, driven by 62-year-old Jerry Brock of Fairfield, had to be towed from the scene following the accident. More than $1,500 in damages are estimated. The family of slain Wayne County Deputy Sean Riley will be given the honor of lighting the official Christmas tree on the courthouse square prior to this Saturday's Christmas parade in Fairfield. The lighting is set to take place at 4:45 p.m. The Riley family, along with the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, will also be collecting donations at the Festival of Lights in Leo French Park next Wednesday, December 7th. Those funds will go towards helping purchase a featured display for the Festival of Lights. This Sunday, the Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks Lodge of Fairfield will be holding its annual memorial service for elks and their families. The service is planned to honor members that have passed over the last year. Members to be memorialized include Ernest Easton, Max Tips, Ann Robinson, Charles Preston Matthews, Larry L. Jones, and former mayor and WFIW-WOKZ manager, Mr. Mike Dreith. The speaker for this memorial service will be past exalted ruler for the Elks, Mr. L. Brian Williams. Family and friends are welcome to attend. Principal Eric Linkefelter of Wayne City and Edwards County High School Principal Dale Schmittler are pleased to announce students who have been named Illinois State Scholars. From Wayne City, Trevor Bailey, the son of Chris and Shelley Bailey of Wayne City, Madeline Boyd, daughter of Heath and Misty Boyd of Wayne City, Jovi Horton, daughter of Joel and Cindy Horton of Keynes. From Edwards County, students named state scholars include Brooklyn Metcalf, Cassidy Metcalf, Cage Metcalf, Isabel Shepherd, and Allie Barnes. The top scholars rank in the top 10% of Illinois high school students and were selected based on their rank as first in their class, having a perfect 4.0 GPA combined with impressive ACT and/or SAT scores. State lawmakers are proposing changes to the controversial Safety Act. State Senator Robert Peters filed an amendment attempting to clarify the measure. Democrats have faced criticism by the law's opponents, with most of the opposition focusing on the end of cash bail on January 1st. We'll have more on this story on our website a bit later this morning at WFIWradio.com. Stay tuned. The old state capitol in Springfield will always be associated with former President Barack Obama. Governor Pritzker and others gathered yesterday to dedicate a historical marker on the grounds of the old state capitol to Obama's 07 and 08 presidential campaign announcements. Obama was a U.S. senator when he announced his bid for presidency from the old state capitol in 2007. 18 months later, he returned to announce that U.S. Senator Joe Biden of Delaware would be his running mate. Barack Obama was, of course, elected the nation's 44th president on November 4th, 2008. Today is the deadline for driver's licenses and ID cards to be renewed here in Illinois. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White issued an extended grace period back in 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. The deadline applies to licenses, ID cards, and permits but not commercial driver's licenses. Out of Indiana, U.S. Senator Mike Braun says he's filed paperwork to run for governor in 2024 after expressing interest in succeeding Governor Eric Holcomb. Holcomb cannot run again due to term limits. Braun was elected to the Senate in 2018 over incumbent Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly. And also out of the Hoosier State, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita wants the Medical Licensing Board to sanction Dr. Caitlin Bernard. She told a, quote, traumatic medical story to the press for her own interest, end quote, says Rokita, for telling a reporter about a 10-year-old rape victim. The child came to Indiana for an abortion last summer after Ohio outlawed the procedure. Rokita says Bernard did not immediately report the girl's rape and is an abortion activist acting as a doctor. Local and area death announcements are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. A 58-year-old resident of Carmi, Linda Sue Ingram Hunsinger, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Linda Hunsinger will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Stendebach Funeral Home in Carmi, with burial at Centerville Cemetery in Carmi. Family and friends may visit from 10 a.m. until the time of service Friday at Stendebach Funeral Home in Carmi. A 73-year-old resident of Normal, Illinois, Danny Vest, died on Saturday, November 26th. Graveside services for Danny Vest will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, December 5th at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of those arrangements. A 75-year-old resident of Flora, Judy E. Young, died on Monday. A celebration of life ceremony will be held at 2 p.m. on Monday at Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora. Burial will follow in Oskaloosa Cemetery. Visitations planned from noon until 2 p.m. on Monday at the funeral home. An 84-year-old resident of Norris City, James Leslie Jim Schatzall, died on Sunday, November 20th. A memorial service for Jim Schatzall will be held at 11 a.m. this morning at Village Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Norris City. Friends and family may visit from 10 a.m. until the time of service today at Village Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Norris City. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of those arrangements. 68-year-old Albion resident Stephen Ray Kendrick died on Thursday, November 24th. A celebration of life service for Stephen Ray Kendrick will be held at a later date. 97-year-old Wayne City resident Dorothy J. Weber died on Friday, November 25th. Funeral services for Dorothy J. Weber will be held at 1 p.m. Friday, December 2nd, at Archie L. Sanders Memorial Chapel in Wayne City. Burial will follow in the Thomason Cemetery. Visitation is planned for 11 a.m. until the service time at Archie L. Sanders Chapel on Friday. A 72-year-old resident of Wayne City, Marion Peanut Frazier, died on Friday, November 25th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. this morning at Olive Branch Baptist Church. Burial will follow in Baltimore Cemetery with military rites provided by Anthony Wayne, Post Number 176, American Legion, and the Wayne County Post 4535 VFW. Visitation was yesterday evening at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Wayne, Fairfield, rather. And an 82-year-old resident of Clay City, Shirley Ann Coleman, died Thursday, November 24th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. this Saturday at Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora. Burial will follow in Oskaloosa Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 until 8 p.m. tomorrow at the funeral home. As a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's local area weather forecast, calling for mostly sunny skies for your Thursday. We'll look for a high of around 43 degrees, increasing clouds tonight, a low around 30. Mostly cloudy for your Friday, look for a high of around 55 degrees. It will be breezy, though, especially in the afternoon hours, with winds gusting upwards of 35 miles per hour at times. A 30% chance of precipitation creeps into the forecast Friday night into Saturday. Under mostly cloudy skies, we should reach a low around 34 degrees. Your Saturday brings sunny skies and a high of around 41. Reporting for WFIW Radio, I'm J.C. Tinsley.